Great. Thank you, Tom. So I'm have decided to do compassion meditation, and the meditation itself, I believe, is like 15 or 20 minutes, but I wanted to start by reading a couple of different things, short things that sort of set the tone for the meditation. I've been looking a lot, I'm sure, as a number of people, as at the news and the number of conflicts around the world. And at some point, in doing a little research, I ran across a figure of 110 armed conflicts currently happening around the world. And I was just did some thinking around that, and ran across the pale blue dot, a photo that Carl Sagan wrote about at one time. So I'm going to read that and something else, and that will lead us into the meditation. And with the meditation and this, there's nothing you need to know or do. Really, it's just listening and taking it in, and I'll offer some instructions as we get to the meditation itself. So the pale blue dot, looking again at that dot, that's here, that's home, that's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being that ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every peasant and king, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor, explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar and supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived here on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and triumph, they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited upon the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel, on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our self-imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. And our obscurity in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in this near future, to which our species could migrate, visit, yes, settle, not yet. So, like it or not, for the moment, the earth is where we make our stand. It's the pale blue dot. When you have an opportunity to Google it and see the picture, you'll get to see the pale blue dot in there if you haven't seen it already. And that leads me to the beginning of the meditation itself. And this is something by a dear friend and teacher, Zinju Earthlin Manuel. It's called For All Beings. May all beings be cared for and loved, be listened to, understood, and acknowledged despite different views. May all beings be accepted for who they are in this moment. May all beings be afforded patience. May all beings be allowed to live without fear of having their lives taken away or their bodies violated. May all beings be well in the broadest sense. May all beings be fed. May all beings be clothed. May all beings be treated as if their life is precious, be held in the eyes of each other as family. May all beings be appreciated. May all beings feel welcomed anywhere on the planet, be freed from acts of hatred and desperation, including war, poverty, slavery, and street crimes. May all beings live on the planet housed and protected from harm. May all beings be given what is needed to live fully. Without scarcity, may all beings enjoy life, living without fear of one another, be able to speak freely in a voice and mind of undeniable love. May all beings receive and share the gifts of life. May all beings be given time to rest, be given time to be still, and experience silence. May all beings be awake. So from that framing, I'm inviting everyone to come into presence with a gentle spirit, an open heart, and we'll take a little journey on empathy and solidarity. And you're more than welcome to turn your cameras off and allow yourself to be as comfortable as you can be. And as you're ready, I invite you to come into presence, finding in your posture a balance between relaxation and ease, uprightness and alertness. And gently closing the eyes if that's comfortable for you, unclenching the jaw, lowering the shoulders, softening the belly, and connect with the breath. Feeling the gentle rise and fall of your chest or belly with each inhale or exhale, or perhaps sensing the warm or cool air at the nostrils, or perhaps even sensing the entire body sitting and knowing that you're sitting, the entire body breathing, expanding and contracting. And let each movement of the breath anchor you in the present moment, grounding you in this space of peace and tranquility. As we gather here today, let us widen the circles of our compassion to include all beings affected by the scars of war, conflict, and genocide across the world. With each breath, imagine or visualize, feel, or sense yourself sending waves of love and healing energy to those who are suffering from ongoing trauma of conflict. Perhaps visualize them surrounded by a warm, golden light, soothing their pain and bringing them respite and comfort. If visualization is a challenge or difficult, then you can recite these compassion phrases that I'll offer or create your own. It's really seeing others or seeing the world through these words and resting on each phrase in the same way that we rested attention on the breath, on the inhale and exhale. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May your heart be at peace. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May your heart be at peace. And along with this, bringing your awareness to the proverbial heart center, the seat of compassion within you. With each inhale, feel your heart expanding with kindness and care, love and concern. And with each exhale, imagine this love radiating outwards, touching the hearts of all those in need. Breathing in and breathing out. Let us take a few moments to honor the resilience of those who have endured the horrors of war. Let us hold space for their pain and suffering, acknowledging and honoring the depth of their experience with compassion and understanding. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May your heart be at peace. And we recite the phrases bringing our wholehearted attention and intention, feeling into the phrases as we understand. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May your heart be at peace. Sinking underneath the words, underneath the phrases, into the meaning as you understand it. Staying connected to breath and body. We continue to breathe mindfully. And let us extend our heartfelt intentions to embrace and heal communities torn apart by conflict. Picture these communities coming together in a spirit of unity and reconciliation, bridging divides that separate and finding common ground in shared humanity. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased, and may your heart be at peace. With each breath, feel yourself becoming a vessel for compassion, channeling love and healing energy into the world, allowing the mind to quiet, the heart to open and flow with kindness, reaching out to all beings with an open and accepting embrace. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. And may your heart be at peace. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May your heart be at peace. As we can, staying connected to the whole body, sitting, sit, and know you're sitting. Perhaps either connecting to the sense of the body expanding and contracting, almost like a balloon, or connecting to the breath, the rise and fall at the chest or the belly, or the warm or cool air at the nostrils. or simply sit with the feeling and sensing of compassion. Bearing witness to the suffering of the world with kindness and tenderness. And as we sow the seeds for a more compassionate world, let us remember that change begins with each and every one of us. May we cultivate compassion in our thoughts, words, and actions. And may we be a beacon of light in a world that so desperately needs it. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May your heart be at peace. Taking a few more moments to bask in the warmth of your compassionate heart, knowing that you have the power to make a difference in the world by speaking truth to power, advocacy, direct action, service, community circles, dialogues, and sometimes by simply bearing witness. May we be held in compassion. May our pain and sorrow be eased. May our hearts be at peace. As we gently close our meditation, let us continue to extend our heartfelt wishes to the world that trembles in the shadow of conflict. May our meditation be a beacon of peace, lighting the darkest corners where war has laid its heavy hand. And may we share the merit of our practice today with all beings who suffer. May the seeds of empathy we've nurtured in our hearts sprout in the soil of every land, bringing forth blossoms of peace where there is strife, understanding where there is division, and healing where there is pain. May we be held in compassion. May our pain and sorrow be eased. May our hearts be at peace. May our words, thoughts, and actions contribute to the healing of our planet so that future generations Inherit a world not defined by the wars of the past, but by the peace we choose to create in the present moment. Let us remember that peace does not begin on the battlefield, but in the sanctuary and refuge of our own hearts. May we carry this peace within us, spreading it through our words, our deeds, and our very presence. Together, let us walk gently upon the earth as stewards and custodians of peace and harmony. That is our true nature. With deep gratitude and boundless love, we dedicate the merit of our practice to all beings everywhere, without exception. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings live in peace.